Friends by Mail. Game changer. Last year, on the first day of school, I met a new student. He made friends with boys who didn't have good standards. They swore and sometimes made fun of other people. After a few weeks, I joined their group. My mom started to notice some changes in my attitude. I got into trouble with these boys who I thought were my friends. My mom spent months telling me that if I wanted to make better choices, I needed to switch my friends. But I didn't believe my mom. I got into a fist fight once. I didn't feel very happy. I felt frustrated sometimes. Fast forward 4 months. One afternoon, I read a story from the friend called Game Changer, April 2017. When my mom and I were done reading the story, I felt in my heart that I needed to change friends or I would continue to have a bad last 2 months in school. The next day, I went to school and decided to sit away from my friends. I sat beside a girl named Olivia. We started talking, and it took one day to become friends. My mom prayed that I could make a new friend easily after we read the story in The Friend. From this experience in my life, I have learned that your choice of friends affects your life a lot. Making new friends is not that hard if you make them with the right people. The Holy Ghost told me in my heart that I should sit at that different table, not tomorrow or in a week, but that day. I think Heavenly Father wanted to give me a new friend so that I could change. I'm thankful that I read the article in The Friend with my mom that day. Harrison C., age 9, British Columbia, Canada.
Dear friends, Easter is on April 1st, just a month away. We hope you'll enjoy the countdown activity to help you get ready for that important day. See page 24. On page 28, you'll also find a beautiful song called Gethsemane. As this song reminds us, the biggest battle that ever was won, this was done by Jesus. The fight was won by Jesus. Please write to tell us what Easter means to you. Love, The Friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of this month's Friends by Mail, read by Enzo Patello and Wes Nelson.